The Midwest Direct Hog markets are called mostly a dollar per hundredweight lower on slow buying interest from packers ahead of the Independence Day holiday week. Wholesale pork prices were lower again yesterday, extending the weaker string to 5 days. The cutout lost $1.15 yesterday and has fallen $3.51 over the latest five-day period. Peoria called 50 to 100 lower, or a dollar lower at $47.50 top price. They say most plants appear to have enough hogs for the week, so prices could be off again. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, June 27th, negotiated swine purchases were $13,069. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $63.25 to $75 even. The weighted average was $71.50, down $1.93 from yesterday, or from Tuesday, rather. On a live basis, barrels and gilt sold from $47.97 to $60.50. The weighted average was $56.92. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were $7,718. The base price range was $62 even to $80 even. The weighted average was $73.51. That was down $1.17 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilt sold from $47.66 to $59.58. The weighted average was $55.64.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
Commodities bounced up a little bit by and large in overnight trade after yesterday's declines in open outcry trading. We have a look at the overnight trade coming up, as well as a market analysis from Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. First, to look at our growing areas weather, here's AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tom. Well, first off, let's talk a little bit about the U.S. Drought Monitor, which was issued from information gathered on Tuesday. So there has been further improvement in the soil moisture conditions across Illinois and Indiana. But the information as of Tuesday had east central Illinois away from the abnormally dry and back to average conditions. Southern Illinois, a very, very small area in the southeastern corner of the state, was in moderate drought, as was an extremely small corner of southeastern Indiana. That's a reduction in spatial coverage of the moderate drought area. The rest of southern and southwestern Illinois and almost all of Indiana, with the exception of the northwestern corner of the state, in abnormally dry conditions. But again, we had some decent rains across the area scattered around yesterday, and we'll have more rain today and for southern sections early tomorrow before this precipitation starts to taper off and we get into dry conditions. And the computer forecast models for next week are not totally dry. We will see some scattered showers and thunderstorms across the area, so soil moisture conditions will continue to at least stabilize, if not improve, in many areas of southern Illinois and southern half of Indiana. Northern Indiana in line for a little less precipitation, but their situation there is not all that bad. Obviously, too much moisture remains in place across the southern and central plains, stretching all the way from southeastern Kansas through Oklahoma, and a good portion of Texas still looking at more heavy downpours with flooding going on in a continual basis, almost a daily basis. Flash flood warnings being issued across Texas and Oklahoma, and that is a situation that hopefully will start to resolve itself, but the moisture stream will continue for the short term. Not much has changed in the forecast for the U.S. Midwest in the overnight computer model. Some timing changes have been made on rain events for the second week, and confidence in that timing still not extremely high. A ridge of high pressure will push east into the western Corn Belt and plains early next week, bringing a significant warming trend and restricted precipitation to the area, but that trend will not last any longer than it will with a succession of weather disturbances expected to pass along the entire Corn Belt beginning middle of the week next week and continuing through the following weekend. Disturbances will produce brief periods of rain, force temperatures back into a near to slightly below average range, and the forecast will be favorable for future crop development, although rainfall in many locations will be lighter than usual. At least it's not shutting off totally, and again, the heat is not expected to be an extremely extended period of heat. As far as the delta in the southeast, there were a few changes made to the forecast from the model runs through yesterday. Daily showers will continue in the delta in the southeast through at least the middle of July, most of the showers, not bringing significant increases in soil moistures, but adequate moisture to support summer crop development. Net drying is expected in the interior southeastern states during the first week of the forecast, and that may raise crop moisture stress once this week's shower systems pass through the region. Below normal soil moisture in many areas from the Delta into the southeastern states may lead to a more serious bout of crop stress if a period of hot, dry weather evolves later in July without a greater rainfall occurring in that area. But again, areas across southeastern U.S., now the exceptional drought, the extreme drought stretches all the way from central Mississippi across the a good portion of Tennessee and into the western half of Georgia, so a good portion of Alabama, an extreme and exceptional drought. And the bullseye for the exceptional drought is generally across northwestern and in through central portions of Alabama. That's the hardest hit area as far as drought on the U.S. map. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Thanks, Mike. Let's take a look at overnight trade. In Kansas City, July wheat opened overnight at $5.89 a bushel, up two, or unchanged on the open. Last traded up 2 cents. September, $6.01.5, down one on the open. Last trade up one. December, $6.18, up 1¾ on the open. Last traded down a quarter. July wheat in Chicago on the Board of Trade opened at $6.07.5, down or up 1½. Last traded up 1½. September, $6.20, down a penny and a half on the open. Last trade up 2¼. December at $6.29.5, up one. Last trade up 1¼. March, $6.30¼, up 3/4. Last trade up a half. July corn in Chicago opened at $3.44 overnight, up or down 3/4. Last traded up 2, though. September, $3.55.5, up 1¾. Last trade up 1¼. December, $3.62.5, up a half. Last trade up 1. March of 08, $3.74.5, up a half. Last trade unchanged. May corn for next year, $3.83, up a quarter. Last traded up a quarter. July oats set $2.60 on the open, up down a half. Last traded down 4. July soybeans opened at 803, unchanged, 803.5 rather. Last traded up 2 overnight. August at 813 on the open, up 1¼. Last trade up 1¼. September, 820¼, down a half. Last trade up a penny and a quarter. November beans, 839, up a penny and a half. Last trade up 1¾. January of next year, 848.5, up a quarter. Last traded up 1¾. In the products, July soybean meal at 218.40 overnight. Last up 50. Last traded up 40. And August at 221, up 10, last trade up 10. July bean oil, 35 even, up 4, last trade up 24. August, 35.25, down 1 in the open, last trade up 12. Joining us now for an analysis of the markets as we open this Thursday is Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Tom.
We had a little bit of a bounce overnight after yesterday's declines. What do we see on the commodity markets possibly today?
It was a pretty little bounce. It wasn't too much. Funds are still in control here. So it's going to depend on whether they continue to exit their long futures position. It had been really built to a huge amount in the corn market, also in beans. Corn this morning probably be steady, maybe one or two higher, something along that line. We came in with pretty decent export bookings, 30 million bushel old crop, just around 9 million on the new, but what I noticed is most of those were fairly routine buyers of crop, mostly Asian and North American countries. So you've got funds in here that probably have to liquidate a few more positions, and you've got some bullish export news, how that's going to meet, I think, steady, maybe a couple better.
Do you think the markets are squared away in advance of tomorrow's plannings report?
Not yet.
So what might be going on?
We will see continued position squaring going at least into the morning's trade.
And what about the anything you can talk about on the Mercantile Exchange today?
How about we talk a little bit about the beans up 2 to 5 there. We probably up 1 to 5, best showing maybe in the wheat. At the Merc, we'll see the futures probably under some pressure, maybe a little bit mixed in the cattle. An awful lot of pressure on the cash markets, both on the cattle and the hogs.
All right. Thanks for your time. That's Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. This is WILL Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.